Hi there, we really hope you enjoy this teaching from The Message. To find out more about all the exciting things we're doing and how you can get involved, check out our website, message.org.uk. Hey everybody, and a happy Christmas to you, and thanks to all of you who've been logging on week in, week out to these Tuesday teaching sessions. I hope they've been a real blessing. I'm going to kick off a new book in January, journeying through a new book of the Bible. You'll have to wait and see. Truth is, I don't even know myself, but I will be sharing that with you, and we're going to journey through a book together, as we have been doing since Message Live was launched back in July. However, for the next 3 weeks, we've got some very special Christmas stuff going on. This week, we're going to look back on yesterday's review of the year. We have a prayer day here at The Message where we gather our team each month. And the last prayer day of the year, which was yesterday, I share about the highlights and lowlights and challenges and breakthroughs of the year. Clearly, this was the weirdest year any of us have ever lived with. But we feel like God's helped us. He's ordered our steps. And Sam Ward finished the day by praying, if that's what we've achieved in this crazy year we've lived through, imagine what 2021's going to be like. And I hope that by the time you've watched my 12-month review of 2020, you'll feel exactly the same. So here we go. This is something I do every year at The Message, a review of the year, looking back on the year. And it's been really special over the last, 27 years to, on the last prayer day of the year, just to see the growth and see the opportunities. And let's be fair, 2020 was the weirdest year any of us have ever lived through. I came into 2020 with so much expectation. Often when things are going to go to the next level at The Message, and I've seen it happen multiple times, people keep bringing the same scriptures to us, the foundational scriptures. And it's what happened at the start of 2020. Start of 2020, suddenly people are saying, oh, I believe the Lord's saying, see, I'm doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? Do you know that scripture? I'm like, do I know that scripture? That's The Message's scripture. That's us. You know, there'll be rivers in the desert, streams in the wasteland. And I had it prophesied and sent to me, and he kept popping up these scriptures. And so I came in with so much expectation. Expectation that we'll launch 12 Eden teams this year. We had them all lined up. You know how many we did? 2. Expectation that we'll do 14 hire tours, the length and breadth of the UK, face to face with hundreds of thousands of young people, massive harvest. You know how many hire tours we did? 2. Expectation that we do 10 large fundraising dinners, length and breadth of the UK, raising between all those fundraising dinners, perhaps up to £1 million towards this crucial work. You know how many fundraising dinners we did? None. So in so many, you know, expectation that I would travel, and I just wrote it down, you know, this was going to be a year when I went for it. Traveling the world, lighting fires. I was due to go twice to Spain, to Denmark, twice to Germany, to the Netherlands, twice to Kenya, to Uganda, to South Africa, to Turkey, to Canada, probably USA and Brazil and more. You know how many of those countries I went to in 2020? None. So in some ways, the rug was completely pulled from under us in 2020. And yet we had that precious verse that God gave me after Boris's big announcement, that precious verse of, you make your plans, but the Lord orders your steps. And honestly, I've never experienced a season where I've felt so much that the Lord has been ordering our steps. On the first week of lockdown, we started leaders in Manchester meeting on Zoom. And it was a point in my life when I was quite excited about Zoom. Do you remember back then, 9 months, when Zoom was quite exciting? Wow, we're having a Zoom meeting with all these people. And like, you know, do me a favor, no more Zoom meetings. I just want to touch people and hug people and be close to people now. I don't want Zoom meetings anymore. But on the first Zoom meeting, Joe Risa, I think it was, brought this word about, well, 3 words. He said, the first thing is, this is a classroom season where we're being put in a classroom. Some of us who've liked to be up front, teaching people and waving our arms around and telling people what the Lord's saying. It's time to come into Jesus' classroom and be taught some new things. He said it's a greenhouse season where new things are being germinated in the greenhouse behind as we're locked down. New things. And he even said, I remember Joe saying, I wonder whether these things might need to stay in the greenhouse a little bit longer than we anticipated. Because I fully expected on March the 24th that, you know, by summer, surely this pandemic will be over and we'll be back to having our large meetings. I had no idea. Maybe I was naive, but I fully expected that by the autumn we'd be back. And Joe said that the other word is pressure cooker. He said it's a pressure cooker season. Where, yeah, it is a season of pressure, and I'm sure we've all felt that at certain times. But the beautiful thing about pressure cookers is that they accelerate the cooking and they make it taste a whole lot better. And I believe that's what God was doing and has been doing in the last nine months. And on the back of that, somehow the Lord's been so kind, and I do believe that this has been the most fruitful year ever for the Message Trust. And I always have to bring a little caveat with my 12-month review. It is my 12-month review, and if you've been involved in something completely epic that clown at the front, Andy Hawthorne, hasn't mentioned, I'm so sorry. And if you've started with a message and you don't get on the list of new starters, I do love you really, whoever you are. And if you've got married and I forgot to mention it or whatever it is, I'm sorry. It's the best I could do to recollect, you know, the things that came to mind as I thought about this year of 2020, the year that was meant to be the biggest year of mission nationally, Advanced 2020, et cetera, et cetera. And so if we got those slides then, please, Ian. January this year, we started and we got off to a good old start. We hit the ground running. We did the first of these 14 hire tours in Southport, and we got the taste of just how fruitful this could be as kids started to be saved. And we also we were entrepreneurial and came up with this idea around no more knives. You know, knife crime was such an issue. And we went into some of the toughest schools in Manchester and brought the legend that is Mo Timbo over. And again, saw kids laying down their knives, choosing the way of peace, but also giving their lives to the Prince of Peace. By this stage, in January 2020, Advance had grown from one group and 12 guys in my office 5 years ago to 136 groups in 27 nations. Quite extraordinary. Just it felt like in January, you know, Advance was kind of out of the box. It was things were happening and movement was starting. And then we also had our Together Greater Manchester Prayer event. Remember them? In Audacious? It was an amazing night of prayer, crying out to God at the start of the year. And I can't wait until we can gather. And I'm believing that when we can gather again for Greater Manchester Prayer, there'll be larger numbers than ever. And there'll be hotter prayer. I think God's people are desperate to get together. Last night I was speaking at the Congleton townwide carol service, and I don't know how many they expected to be at this, you know, Congleton, but they booked a massive Tesco extra car park. You know those vast car parks that hold hundreds, maybe thousands of cars, and every car parking space was full, and they had to turn away a load of cars. And just amazing to see all these thousands of people in Congleton gathering for a carol service. And I preached, and I got people to flash the lights as I'm going to our community grocery carol service on Sunday. Flash the lights, what a thing. But what struck me as they flashed the lights and gave their life to Christ and then collected their response packs on the way out. But got me thinking how desperate people are to get together right now. Once we're going to be able, people are going to be running to our meetings. I'm believing for that. And people are going to be desperate to gather to pray. So January, we got off to a cracking start. We also did this. We launched a new bus in Central and East, and we employed a message bus manager in Wales and away in Dexter to go into particularly Park Prison, but prisons across Wales. And we also employed the legend that is Merlin in the MEC. So it was a great start to the year. We really kind of hit the ground running. And then we got to February. Have we got the next slide? Oh no, we got another January. Sorry, it kept going. We also took on Darren, one of the most remarkable testimonies in the whole of the message. Darren, who works in the Neal Street Espresso coffee shop. Just decades of the worst kind of crime. And then Jesus comes in. We had the first full year of academy in South Africa. What a servant you are, Sam. We also launched our new Gangstar sites in Mowbray and Philippi, kicking off in February and then launching later in the year, which are, Gangstar are basically MEC, mess cafes, but working with gangsters from South Africa, people who've done the most terrible things, but come out of prison having discovered life in Christ and are rebuilding their lives. And before you die, you should all go to Cape Town and see a Gangstar cafe. It would just completely warm your heart. So we got off to a great start in January. And then in February, we kept going. We did our second of 14 hire tours we had planned in North Wales. We also launched our first of 12 Eden teams we had planned in Farnworth. Danielle Cardozo, Luis's wife, was joined the message team, who's gone on to be way more. Nothing wrong with working for partnerships. That's a great place to work. But she's gone on to be an evangelist and a cap leader and so much more. And it's just a tremendous fire starter at the message. And we launched this cheeky little thing, Neil Street Espresso. Full of expectancy. Got off to a great start, actually. The first 2 weeks figures, until Boris made his stupid announcement, we're looking fantastic. And we're all excited about, you know, the amount of people Neil Street Espresso could, after all the fundraising, all the preparation, right there in the heart of Covent Garden, we launched our enterprise. Next slide, please. And then in March, Emma Owen is one of the people I love, that who is so entrepreneurial, is constantly thinking outside the box of different ways to grow the work of Respect Me and different ways to fundraise. And a 10-day London schools tour was embarked upon in March, which was massively fruitful. And we also, the week before the lockdown, we had our prayer day in here. It was a fantastic day with Krish Kandaya. Krish Kandaya was the first person who did this to me. Oh, hi, Chris. You know what we've all come used to? I'm like, why did he just put his elbow towards me? But Krish Kandaya was more up to speed with what's happening in the world than I was. I was like, all right, mate. Oh, okay. This is a new way of greeting somebody. And we've all got used to the elbow bump. But Krish Kandaya brought this beautiful word to our prayer day. And we went out after the prayer day with a whole group of Netherlands leaders from the Netherlands. And basically, we fist bumped, high five, but not touching, and all agreed that we were good to go with the Netherlands. We had a leader, we were ready to recruit. Gary particularly and myself were going to have multiple trips over to the Netherlands to fuel the work and build and look to launch the message in Netherlands later in the year. It didn't happen. It will happen. Even in the last few days, these leaders have said, we're still desperate to see the message in the Netherlands. And 2021, I'm convinced, is a year when we'll start to see beautiful work in all sorts of deprived neighbourhoods across the Netherlands. We employed Aaron Routledge, who's one of our most fruitful evangelists, and looks like he's getting married there to me, but we'll see later on. Advance continued to grow. By March, at the time of lockdown, we had 180 advance groups. But we're still in 27 nations. Over the first 3 months, we hadn't launched any new nations, but we were taking people on to fuel the work. Sarah Hayden came on, employed on Eden, and Keris Gemma was employed on Wales Ops. We had our first, because of the big announcement, the week after lockdown, we had our first Greater Manchester Prayer event online, and it was amazing. Suddenly, instead of 1,000 people, in Audacious, we had something like 15,000 people engaged with that prayer meeting. There's some amazing testimonies, and it was super special. And that was the time when we started to think, like most of the church, maybe this online thing could work, you know. And then we had this on March the 23rd. I guess it's one of those moments where we probably all remember where we were, which telly we were watching the big announcement. And in some ways, there was a little bit of a novelty about it, possibly because the sun was shining as well, and we discovered this amazing thing called Zoom for the first few weeks. But the world, our world, as the message on March the 23rd was turned upside down. We couldn't do gathered events. We couldn't go in schools. We couldn't go in prisons. We couldn't take our buses out. We couldn't run our businesses. Pretty much everything. Our core raison d'etre was just gone overnight. And yet the Lord was starting to help us. And we make our plans, the Lord orders our steps. And so quickly, within a couple of weeks, genetic sessions guys that started to go online, and they had one of their most fruitful times online, and we started to deliver food. John Hopkins contacted us looking for volunteers at the message, and because myself and a whole bunch of other people at the message didn't have much to do, certainly in the first couple of weeks after lockdown, we volunteered to go and deliver food out into some of the poorer families in Withenshaw, the families that were on free school meals. It was we know these things, we meet these people, but at this time of national crisis, at this time when immediately people are losing their jobs and falling through the benefits cracks, and you're seeing people who are suffering with coronavirus or the results of it in their mental health and their well-being, and you're starting to see people who are struggling to feed the families, it was really impacting, and it was really good for us to start to deliver those tens of thousands of meals out in the MEC. And then, next slide. We did the Eden Proximity Conference. Quickly, we organised this, and we realised that, you know what, by doing conferences online, we can literally have the best speakers in the world. Probably the poster boy and the poster girl for proximity are on that screen there. And we had them both as speakers. And as a result, we had a way bigger audience for proximity online than we ever would have had if we got our 300 people in this room. And it was a huge success, and pretty much fully funded an Eden team as well through the offering. Just a great time. So we started to think, this online thing could really work. And we also, Sam was influential in pulling together a group of key partners to deliver the Lockdown Hunger Project. And over 4 million meals later, the church has delivered through that movement that Sam Ward pulled together. It's just been a blessing to feed people, but be praying for people. And as a result, there's been all kinds of new ministries birthed and salvation come, but it was the Lord, and God's hand was upon it. That was in May. And then in June, we launched Message Live. We decided to fully go for it, step out in faith for the hundreds of thousands of pounds it was going to cost to kit out this room where we are today and move all our missions team online and get a full program together. And we launched, and so we started to see this precious thing of young people coming to Christ online and then being fed into discipleship on a Wednesday. And myself and Sam and Ben particularly started pushing out teaching. And we'd always done podcasts, but we'd never broadcast videos of our teaching. And as a result, we've connected so many more people. And I don't think it's exaggerating to say part of the reason there was such a spectacular offering at the online dinner was that so many of our supporters over this period have been connecting with the heart and the teaching of the message through Message Live. You know, and I've spoken to those key donors who like came to the dinner. They're just on, they get it. They're not hearing it once a year at dinner. They're logging on and listening to what we're doing. And so Message Live is a key part of our future. I'm convinced of it. We also started to deliver bags of hope, again in partnership, particularly with Junction 42, into every prisoner in Britain. Three times this year, every prisoner in Britain has received a bag with music and tracts and Bibles and encouragement and sanitary items and all sorts of precious things just gone out in the name of Jesus. It's been fantastic to partner. That all happened in June. July was, amongst other things, my 60th birthday. And you may know that my plan was, and it's weird because I felt the Lord had spoken into this, that around my 60th birthday, I was meant to have a sabbatical. And I had June, July, and August for the first time after 30 years almost of going hard, booked in for a sabbatical. And of course, that wasn't going to happen. But we did have an absolutely fantastic day. And that's my sadly missed cat, who since that picture's had to be put down. But we do have a new kitten in replacing Lily. But God bless you, Lily. And that's my... And that's my lovely wife on my 60th birthday, July the 8th. We also took the keys for Wood Seats, the home of our hub in Central and East in Sheffield. Again, fantastic venue that's going to be for generations, I believe, blessing Sheffield and Yorkshire through that work. And Love Where You Live really started to step in. I mean, Wales really led the charge in terms of doing love where you live, where we go out and serve in neighborhoods and bless. And then next slide. Oh, yeah. And Paige and Sam got married. As did, have we got the next slide? Tim and Linda and Ben and Naomi and Dan and Jess, they all got married in the month of July. One of the great things about joining the message is, especially if you're single, you're almost guaranteed to find yourself a life partner. So just stick with it. If you're thinking I might have to leave and go, they'll come along, you know. We're doing a lot of recruiting this year. And most of them are young adults. Most of them love Jesus and it'll be all good. No, they all love Jesus. But you know what I want to say? I do actually rejoice in this. And it's a little byproduct of the message that we believe in marriage. We believe it's a precious gift. We believe in waiting in marriage. We believe in one man and one woman is the basic building block for a successful society. And we massively celebrate beautiful, old-fashioned Christian marriage. And we rejoice with all these people who are enjoying the delights of being married. And some of them, most of them, I think, met through the message. So good on you, people. Next slide, please. August, well, I went to Scotland whilst you lot were baking in the heat in Love Withenshaw, but I actually really missed being with you. It was but for ages, and I spent the month, I managed to get 1 month of my 3 month sabbatical in Scotland, and what a precious time it was. God spoke, and there's John Hopkins. We connected with John and gave him a job. We were so taken by this guy and this IT guy who just had a vision to feed poor families in Withenshaw. So we gave him a job on Love Withenshaw and working for Eden. And Love Withenshaw is something that's going to happen every year. Get used to it. We're going to down tools. We're going to bless neighborhoods. And every month, we're looking as soon as we can, as soon as we're allowed to have a presence day where we just go out and bless people in Jesus' name. Just love on them. Just find good works. And I can't wait. And it's already happening. Just walk down the queue. We had our biggest queue ever, the Message Grocery, just a few yards away from here today. Just walk down the queue. And what people's faces and what their conversations say, this is crazy. This is just good news for my family. Who are these good news people? Get ready. The message are going to be known more than ever as good news people. What are they going to do next to bless us? Well, get ready. We've got a lot of plans to bless you with, ensure. We're going to bless your socks off. And we're going to partner with people all over the country who have the same heart. We're going to do everything we can to meet your real physical needs. But guess what? We're also going to share the love of Jesus, which is your greatest need, to hear about him and respond to him. So lots more of that to come from the message. And we stumbled on that really as a result of of lockdown and just thinking, what do we do at a time like this? And getting a bit more up close and personal with those people on our doorstep. Guess what? Load more marriages at the message. Joe and Amy Rogers, Aaron and Sophia and Ben and Georgia got married, and there they are, beautiful people, loving the delight of Christian marriage. Fantastic. Next slide. September 2020, we bought a new bus, even though we can't take it out, funded by the Henry VIII Foundation. That's hilarious, isn't it, in itself? We completely refurbished by far our smartest, best ever bus that so far has done nil youth work, as far as I can tell, but will really soon. We have this epic bus, good to go as soon as we're allowed. We launched Eden, our second Eden. We thought we might launch 12. We've done 2, but guess what? We've got loads more in the pipeline. And we stumbled on the Message Community Grocery. Just through feeding people in Withenshaw and serving the poor in that way, we realize this is an amazing way of connecting with people. Once you start to do community of groceries and read your New Testament, it is amazing how much time Jesus spent eating with people and providing food for people. In Jesus' case, often on an epic scale, like feeding 5,000 men and women and children and feeding 4,000 men and women and children on another occasion. But Jesus just loved to feed people. He realized that people, you know, would connect with him in a stronger way if they didn't have hungry bellies. That's right. You know, it's the old William Booth thing, isn't it? And we've committed on something. We've stumbled on something so significant for the future of the message. And somewhere, maybe Danielle's going to slip forward with a list of all the community groceries we're going to do in the next 12 months. God's hand is so on this thing. Because over the next 12 months, we're believing for 12 more Community Groceries. We're ready to launch. In fact, Nikki Engels is now creating the shop fit for Salford. So before Christmas, that shop fit will be in place. Then quickly, we're doing Bolton and Wigan and Sheffield and Hexham and Ragworth and Redcar. We've got plans to launch, and we're in advanced conversations with Burnley and Norwich and London, Cardiff and Derby and Glasgow over the next 12 months. And they are not just names. These are some of the most deprived neighbourhoods in the nation, and they're going to experience that loving word and deed of the community grocery model. Are you excited about that? We should be excited. If you're not, just go walk down that queue. Just chat to people whose lives have been absolutely devastated, many of them, but hope is coming. The hope of some people who care about them and love them and want to meet the real needs, but the hope of the gospel is coming into many of their lives. And I'm so excited. And I believe if we can get it right with these 12 in 2021, the floodgates will open and we could do 100 community groceries. And in a moment, I'm going to introduce you to a guy whose job is to help us work out how we're going to do that, how we're going to scale up to launch a network of community groceries to bless hundreds of thousands of the poorest families in our neighbourhood. It's absolute key part of who we are. So watch this space. We also got a new building for our German team, which is so cool, in Chemnitz. We got our content onto prison radio. 84,000 cells receiving evangelistic material, many of them who are sat in their cells 23 hours a day with nothing else to do but listen to prison radio, and we were on there. We employed all these people: Tim Cheshire, Mark Lovelace, Grace Isaiah, Jen and Gary got married, Anna Ken, Joy Moore, and Jen and Gary got married as well. So it was a month of stepping up in so many areas. Next slide. And then in October, we continued with Love Where You Live in Wales, and we employed Ruth Walls in Wales. We managed to do a full-on higher mission in Cambridge, and again, saw fruit, saw young people come to Christ, connected with church. We saw more people at the gig than would ever been able to turn up in person at the online gig, and we visited 30-odd schools across the whole region in what was a really precious thing and something that will be replicated in the future, the message. We also employed Jill Mallon, who we all love, even though she's Sam's mother-in-law. But she's unlike most mother-in-laws, she's amazing. I don't mean that. But Jill's working next door at our grocery and he's doing a phenomenal job. And then I've got another slide. In October, we also did the Canada Advanced Summit. Bill Hogg, who's a thoroughbred evangelist, soul winner, is one of our most successful advance ambassadors, and did this incredible summit that had people from all over the world logging in. We did Higher Germany, probably our most successful online event of the year in terms of numbers engaging, was what Sven and Maria and the team did in Germany. And we had a full-on festival over a weekend with thousands and thousands of young people and loads of people coming to Christ. We also had our academy students join us, wherever you are, you beautiful people. You're probably watching this over there next door at the MEC. And I'm excited, I don't know about you, about this intake of academy students. They are definitely going to be tagged at the end of this time at a message and not allowed to leave Greater Manchester because there's some fantastic young adults there. So watch this space with them. Three of them from Germany, of course, as well. And then in November, Wales continued to do some brilliant work with Love Where You Live. We put the foundations in place for Eden in Biker. I love that because Biker is a very deprived neighbourhood in the northeast, and we had a bit of a failed attempt to get an Eden team, but I love the fact we've gone again. There's a need there, and we found a new partner church, and we're going for it. And as a result of the Neil Street Espresso being launched at great expense, but there's nobody to buy any coffees, basically, in Covent Garden at the moment, we launched a homeless outreach, and homeless people are discovering life in Christ in our cafe. We never thought about that in February. And then in December, we did our online dinner, the most successful fundraising event by a mile in the history of the message. We raised three times more than our budget for Urban Heroes and all the effort that goes into Urban Heroes. It was just God's hand was on this event, and it was a precious, precious time. And before the end of the month, we'll deliver 5,000 hampers out to family. We'll have the Victory Outreach, our second community grocery, good to go. And last week, I mentioned this, we did our International Advanced Summit. 45 guys from every corner of the globe. And Ben Jack said, in the next year, I want us to get to 100 nations running advanced groups. That is half the nations on earth running advanced groups in the next year. When he said it, I believe it's going to happen. And I actually believe that in my lifetime, and I'm praying about this, and we might not do it, but we're going to have a right good go, that every nation on earth, over 200 nations, could be multiplying the gift of the evangelist. Tens of thousands of evangelists raised up on every corner of the planet. Why not? Why not have a go at something so spectacularly Jesus that would just lead millions to him? And I don't know whether we can just move on. So this is where we are now. We have over 500 advanced groups. And you can see what's happened. The size of the network is pretty much quadrupled this year. And on the 30th of January, we are teed up on one day to launch 500 new groups, to double the size of the network. And that 41 nations will probably become 50 nations on the 30th of January. And by the end of 2021, we'll be in 100 nations. Are you excited about that? And if you're not part of an advanced group, we're going to launch new advanced groups. We're going to relaunch at the message and make sure everybody who possibly can joins in with this fantastic thing. Nikki Engels also joined us on facilities, particularly focused on community grocery shop fits. We formed the Festival Manchester team, and some of you heard about that already today. We're so excited about the people that God's bringing around this vision for the largest outreach in a generation right here in Manchester. But an outreach that we believe could be catalytic to seeing many more similar events. And I know Palau, our key partner, are well up for that in years to come. And we delivered 3,000 gifts to prisoners. We funded that through our tithe. Just all the prisoners we work with in our key prisons will receive a gift on your behalf from the message this Christmas. And then, next slide. Sam said the favourite bit, and I find it a bit frustrating when he says this, because of all the good things the message did. He said the favourite bit of my annual review is when I talk about how much money we've given away, because we believe in generosity, especially generosity towards the poorest of the poor and those who are involved in full-on evangelism. And these are just some of the projects around the world that we fund. You know, evangelists who are just, without our support, would be, some of them, literally not able to eat in parts of the world. Church planting projects, ministries in prisons, ministries amongst the poorest of the poor. So many brilliant things we're funding. Do you want to know how much money we've given away this year? In 2020, drum roll, please. The answer is, it's our biggest year ever. 403,595, and we rejoice in that. We're excited. What a blessing that we don't just receive at the message, we give. We give when money's slow, we give when money's flowing like mad. We gave away to all sorts of charities and all sorts of ministries and all sorts of brilliant individuals, many of them in amongst the poorest of poor, over £400,000. And the plan is, in 2021, we're going to give away a lot more than that, because we want to keep growing in our generosity. So it's been a pretty good year, hasn't it? I just want to show you two more quick slides. This one. Have we got those? Oh, yeah. So Eden teams, basically, we only launched two this year. Sarah Small, disciplinary. But if it wasn't for this little thing that's teed up now, we are about to launch Eden teams in the first quarter this year in all these places, and we're going to see brilliant people moving into these neighbourhoods in Withenshaw and Blackpool and Redcar and Nottingham and Leeds and Bikers, we told you about, and Edmonton in London and Denmark, Nobrow. I wish you could see that place, you know, gang-ridden, crime-infested community that's desperate for Christians to move in, and some beautiful people have already moved in. And Chemnitz in Germany, which is a city where our headquarters is, but has become renowned for the rise in the far left, you know, and a hideous racist undertone, and yet beautiful Christians are moving in with the opposite spirit. And that will all be happening. And it's so precious. And Eden is ready for its most fruitful season ever. And around them, we'll be launching a bunch of community groceries as well. Advance, I told you, we now have well over 500 groups. And he really wanted to show you just some of the nations we're working in, 41 nations. And we have workers in dozens of nations now, funded through the message to multiply the gift of the evangelist. And this slide really excites me, the last one, because I want to keep coming back to this slide. And I'm going to insist Ben keeps coming back into it, because this is the world. This is 8 billion people nearly represented. And the yellow is where we actually have advanced ambassadors, where we have people who are employed by the message to multiply the gift. Can we have that slide up again? To multiply the gift of the evangelist. And we've just taken on somebody in Russia. So that's a good one. So all that's going to go yellow very soon. I'll enjoy that. But the interesting thing is the blue are the nations where we haven't got any ambassadors. But just virally, people have set up groups and are starting to multiply groups without being funded by the message. And the red is the rest of the globe. I just heard about the first groups being launched in Australia on Thursday. So he's going to go blue as well. And Russia's going yellow. And I'm believing by the end of my lifetime, when I see Jesus face to face, that a whole map will be yellow. Yeah, it's not. It's a goal. It's an aspiration. We haven't done it yet. But this time, next year, we're believing that half the nations on earth will have advanced groups. Something that started with 12 guys in my office. Let's just pray together. Let's be accountable. Let's wrestle with what gospel we preach. You can see so much fruit. Isn't it amazing? And when we think, when God breathes on something, nothing is impossible. And this, it's almost like since lockdown, God said, it's time for Eden. It's time for Eden to be building, ready for this incredible 2021. It's time for advance to go viral through online sharing of resources. Like, it's time to reach out to the ones and twos through the community groceries, but also reach out to the masses through giant festivals. A giant festival, the biggest thing we've ever embarked upon here in Manchester. But we're also, last thing I'm going to say is, everything we do, we're thinking multiplication. I'm praying about what does it look like, you know, to multiply the message. So in 2022, we're going to bring as many leaders as possible from around the nation and the nations to Manchester. We're going to roll out the red carpet. We're going to let them see a city where every street has been prayed for, because we're determined to get every street in Greater Manchester prayed for. We're going to let them see a city where there's been crazy 12 months of kindness and generosity and serving the poor and blessing and just loving where they live, people all across the region. We're going to let them see a festival of 100,000 people over a weekend where the gospel is faithfully proclaimed, and as a result, disciples are made. Like we heard about Daniel's mother, who's heading up the church partnerships team. Daniel, who's starting in January, his mother, who became a Christian at a Lewis Palau gig, whenever it was, 30 years ago. And now she's a missionary, and her whole family are with Christ. And that's the power of this gospel, isn't it? And we're going to come to Manchester, see this. Let's do it. Let's believe for the nation to be changed, for the nations to be changed. Let's believe that on the back of this pandemic, there's going to be so much low-hanging fruit. And we're the good people to go and pick it for Jesus. There's one more disciple for him, because they're ready. I believe it. Do you? So let's stand together. Let's give the Lord a round of applause. We can do that. Lord, we give you praise for what you've done. We stand in awe of your kindness, your generosity. Thank you, Lord, for so many being won for you, so many people being blessed. But Lord, will you let this just be like the start, like a line in the sand, the end of this year that none of us expected. Let it be a year of opportunity and a year of faithfulness and a year of incredible fruitfulness for you. We give you praise, you wonderful Lord. Amen.
Don't forget to check out message.org.uk to find out how you can support our work or even get involved with one of our teams. We also have another podcast called The Flow Podcast, where we share stories and testimonies of the amazing things that God's doing in people's lives. Search for the Flow Podcast on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.